So, first of all, I would like to say Tashi Deblek to all the viewers. So, as you know, this year our Sakya monks are doing the great Sakya Melon prayers in their own individual monasteries because of the COVID-19 pandemic. So just yesterday, we conclude this year, the great Sakya Melon prayer. And today, the great Sakya Melon committee has asked me to give short teachings. So, as always, first and foremost, we need to develop the right motivation, which is very important. And then I will say a few words about the history of this great prayer. This great prayer was taught at the time of Buddha Shakyamuni, when the great Buddha Shakyamuni was in Vaishali, one of the holy places in India. At that time, there was a boy or young man called Narsingh. And first he met Aryamanjushri, and then later he received teachings from the Aryamanjushri. And then he received teachings from many, many great masters. And then later he met the great Bodhisattva known as Kundusangbo. So, I think in Sanskrit maybe it's called Sammendabhadra, I think. And then the Arya Kundusangbo, the noble Bodhisattva Kundusangbo, put his own hand on Narsingh's head. And at that time, he also saw many Sammendabhadras, as many as the atoms of the Buddha field. And all these Sammendabhadras, their right hand is placed on the head of Narsingh. Actually, it is not easy to put all these hands on tiny head, but this can happen when we can have the pure vision. And then all these Sammendabhadras, all of them in same voice, in same melody, recite this prayer. So this prayer is known as Acharya Bhadra, Arya Bhadra, Acharya Panindara, Panindana Jaya Raja. So Arya means noble. So here it can refer to the great noble Bodhisattva Sammendabhadra. And then Bhadrajaya means good deeds, or the deeds of Bodhisattvas, all the deeds of Bodhisattvas. And Barney Dana means prayer or aspirational prayer or aspiring prayer or aspirational prayer. And Ranza means king. For example, a universal king or universal emperor conquers many small kingdoms. So similarly, in this prayer, it includes many different kinds of small prayers or many different kinds of prayers, all in one, or all are included, or this prayer is very inclusive prayer. So therefore, and this is known as the king of prayer. So in this Samantabhadra prayer, there are many, many prayers, but before the prayer, there are seven limb prayers. Seven limb means like prostration, offering, confession, rejoicing, and turning the wheel of Dharma, requesting to turn the wheel of Dharma, requesting not to enter into the Mahapari Nirvana, and then to dedicate or dedication. So first these seven limb prayers, then followed by the prayers. So there are many prayers like prayer of offering, prayer of attaining the Buddhahood, prayer of having the Buddha field, and then also like other minor prayers, such as praying to have a good health, overcoming the sickness, and praying for our mind to tune towards the Dharma, and also praying not to be part from the enlightenment mind, and also praying to have the pure moral conduct, which has all the qualities or the pure and perfect moral conduct. And also, there are many other prayers. So this is called aspirational prayer because it means one wish to have all these goals or all these results. One is not dedicating our merits to have these, but one just wish. So just saying, may we all gain good health, may we all gain happiness, may we all gain or attain Buddhahood, etc. So this is called the aspirational prayer. So in this, there are many aspirational prayers. In short, it says, the space has no limits. Similarly, sentient beings also has no limits. Unless and until all these sentient beings are freed from the, or liberated from the negative actions and mental or afflicted emotions, until that, once aspirational prayers are not exhausted. So this prayer is like endless or limitless prayer. And then after that, then one dedicates. So now dedicate means dedicating the merits to have temporary and ultimate results. If one don't know how to dedicate properly, then just by thinking, I will dedicate as the great I Am usually dedicated before or in the past, etc. So at the end, there's a dedication part, etc. So this prayer is very important. And just by praying or just by reciting these prayers, one will gain benefits in this life, in next lives, and in short, one can gain temporary and ultimate results through the prayers. Ultimate results in a sense that one can attain the Buddhahood. So this aspirational prayer or this Samyuktabhadra prayer has great benefit. So just by reciting it, just by reading it, it has great benefit. So if we do or if we act according to the prayers, then there's no need to mention that we can gain great merit or we can gain infinite merit or we can gain infinite benefits. So this prayer is very important, and more important than just praying is to act according to the prayers. We should act according to the prayers. This is very, very important. Although just by reciting it has great benefit, but the main benefit or the real benefit will come through our own practice. For example, just by wishing to go to all the four holy places like Lumbini, Bodh Gaya, Sarnath, and Kushinagar, just by having the wish, one will not reach there. One will not reach there and accumulate merit in these holy places. So after having the wish, then one must act according to the wish. One must prepare and one must embark on the way to reach these holy places. Then if we materialize this wish into action, then we can really go to these holy places and accumulate merits and purify our own negative actions and obscurations. So therefore, just praying is not enough. More than praying, we should act according to the prayers, according to the meaning of these prayers. And if we act according to these, then definitely we can achieve our goals. We can fulfill our wishes. And to do these actions, one needs the thought of renunciation. And based on that, then one needs to practice loving kindness, compassion, and bodhicitta. These positive thoughts are very important. Through these positive thoughts, one can accomplish Guru's advice. One can please the Gurus. One can make offerings to the Gurus through our own positive actions. And also, one can really make a world peace. And one can really make the unity. And one can really make happiness for oneself and for all the sentient beings. And also, through these actions, one can gain benefits in this life, one can gain benefits in the next life, and also one can gain benefits in many lives in the future, and eventually one can attain Buddhahood. So to accomplish all this, one need to have the positive thoughts. So today, I appeal to all of you to listen and know the meaning of these positive thoughts like loving kindness, compassion, and bodhicitta. But not only that, after hearing, after contemplation, then one must practice, one must meditate. So I appeal to all of you to do meditation or to practice on these positive thoughts every day, at least for 5 minutes. Although one might think one is busy for this and that, but this practice is very important. This meditation is very important. Just by praying, just by knowing the teachings, it won't make great impact on our mind. It won't change our attitude in a great way. It won't help us to tame our mind. We need to tame our mind. We need to subdue our mind. And to do that, we really need to practice. We really need to meditate on loving kindness and compassion and bodhicitta. By doing this, then definitely, without any hesitation, we can become a better person. We can become a spiritual person. We can become a dharmic person. So these positive thoughts is something that we cannot receive as a present from our guru or from our Buddha. And also, we cannot buy these positive thoughts from the market. To have in our own mental continuum or to have, we really need to practice. Without practicing it by our own, it is not possible to have such a wonderful thought or such precious thoughts in our mind. So this is very important. So today, my main appeal is to do at least 5 minutes of practice on these thoughts. Then definitely it will have a great impact on your mind. And if your mind becomes more positive, if your mind is improved, if your inner quality is improved, then definitely you can have a positive physical and verbal actions. So through this, then one can really have the charyabhatra or the good deeds of the bodhisattvas. So bodhisattva's action, bodhisattva's way of life, or bodhisattva's deeds is something that we should aspire, or something that we should aspire to have it, but not only aspiring it, but we should have it through our own effort. We must have it. It is not something that we just aspire, but we must have it. Through our effort, we can have it. So this is very important. In our life, we may need many things, but most important thing is to have the good qualities. So this is the real wealth. This is the real precious jewels that we can have. Such quality, such inner quality, such practice can help us not only in this life, but also in many lives to come. So this practice is very important. Without the practice of loving kindness, compassion, and bodhicitta, no matter whatever we do, it is difficult for us to achieve great goal. And these thoughts, positive thoughts, are important and are beneficial in the past, from beginningless until this 21st century. And at the moment, when we are in the 21st century, these positive thoughts are the source of happiness. These positive thoughts are the real remedy that can control our negative thoughts, and that can reduce our sufferings, and it can help us to eliminate the negative thoughts and actions and their result, which is suffering. And it will be an important factor in the coming centuries, like 22nd, 23rd, 24th centuries, etc. So these positive thoughts are important all the time, whether we are in the, whether it was in the past or whether in the present or in the future. It is important all the time. I can say with full confidence that these positive thoughts are the only way, only method for us to achieve happiness. We can achieve the happiness and good results through this practice, or based on this practice, then we can achieve these goals. Which means through this practice, we can achieve goal. And also, not only this, but based on this, then if we accumulate the wisdom heap, so then we can really achieve the goals. So with method and wisdom together, then we can achieve all the goals without any doubt and hesitation. In this 21st century, there are many smart people. And in the coming centuries, there will be many great and skillful and find other solution which is separate from these loving kindness, compassion, and bodhicitta, or in general, for all the people, these two, loving kindness and compassion, will be important all the time. Then especially for all the Buddhists, then on top of this, then we need to have this bodhicitta. I mean, Buddhist means, as a Mahayana Buddhist, this is very important. Although these persons who are very innovative, who are creative, can make many different things. Now we are talking about there will be our flying cars and etc. So the technology level is advancing all the time, but they won't find any replacement for loving kindness and compassion. Loving kindness and compassion will be the most important factor to achieve happiness for oneself and others all the time. No matter wherever, no matter whichever centuries that we are in, it will be important all the time. And as I said before, for Mahayana Buddhists, then on top of that, we must practice bodhicitta. Practice is very important. Without practice, if we just have the intellectual understanding, if we just have the knowledge, but if we don't practice, then it is very difficult to have a great impact on our mind. It is difficult for us to improve ourselves. For example, if a chef or cook puts lots of effort to prepare the food and make the food, but if this food is not eaten, then making food doesn't have great results, or it is not enough. Just making food is not enough. After making the food, then one needs to eat. If one doesn't eat, then the goal is not accomplished. The effort is not bearing any result. So similarly, knowing about this is important, but after knowing this meaning, then one must practice. And also, through my own experience, I can clearly say, just by knowing how to explain, like me, like myself, just knowing how to explain about the loving kindness and compassion does not make me a better person. I'm still a very young in the or on the Buddhist path, because I know a little bit about teaching. I know a little bit about how to give teachings, but that doesn't make me a better person or good spiritual person, because I didn't practice enough. So unless and until one does not practice, one will never become a good or genuine or proper spiritual person. So therefore, I appeal to all of you once again to know, and after knowing the meaning, then one must practice. So with this, I will conclude my short teaching, and at the end, may the blessings of our root guru, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha be with you now and always. Thank you.